Dear teachers, this CD contains the audio version of the narratives given in the handbook of Class 1. Produced by Sarva Shiksha Abhiyan, Andhra Pradesh, Hyderabad, in coordination with the State Council of Educational Research and Training, Andhra Pradesh, Hyderabad. Dear teachers, follow all the classroom processes suggested in the handbook. While presenting the narratives, you can switch over to mother tongue using code switching strategy. After completing the classroom activities, you can use this material as a rich listening input.
Unit 1. Ammu and her family. Children, in this picture, you have seen a cute little girl. Do you know her name? She is Ammu. Isn't her name lovely? Not only her name, she is pretty too. She has big round eyes, chubby cheeks, smiling face. Children, do you love animals? I know. You all love to have animals as your pets. Ammu also loves pets. She always likes to play, sing, and dance with them. One day, Ammu was sitting with her grandma in their veranda. Her grandmother was plaiting her hair. Her pet puppy, Doggy, was sitting near her. Her grandfather was reading the newspaper, sitting in a chair. Suddenly, he heard a squeaking sound. He turned his head to see what it was. He said,
"Ammu, Ammu, look, a new friend for you on the tree."
Children, can you guess what it was? Ammu saw the squirrel and said,
"Wow, a baby squirrel. It's very small, so cute. Grandpa, look at its bushy tail. It's beautiful.
Look at its eyes. It's searching for something. I think it is frightened."
"Yeah, it's looking at me. Hey, it's coming down."
Doggy looked at the baby squirrel and barked. Jumped at the squirrel. The squirrel ran towards the tree. Doggy ran after it. Ammu ran after Doggy. Doggy was about to catch it. Ammu shouted,
"Doggy, stop!"
Doggy stopped. Immediately, the squirrel climbed the tree. It sat on the branch of the tree. It turned around to see Doggy. Ammu came running there. She heard some voice. Do you know what it was?
"Thank you, dear."
Ammu was surprised. She looked here and there. She said,
"Wow, you are speaking."
"Yes, I can speak."
"Surprising."
Ammu liked it very much. Ammu wanted to know its name. What would Ammu ask the squirrel?
"What's your name?"
"My name is Bittu."
"Bittu? Bittu. Bittu. Very nice name."
"Thank you. What's your name?"
"My name is Ammu."
"Lovely name, dear. I like it."
Ammu asked Bittu to come down. Bittu came running with joy. Ammu took Bittu in her hands. She stroked its back, patted gently on its back. Ammu wanted to know more about Bittu.
"Bittu, where is your house?"
"It is very far from here."
"Then how did you come here?"
"I saw some men putting guava fruits in the boxes. I crawled into a box to eat. Suddenly, they closed the box. When the box was open again, I found myself here.
Then how will you go back?
I don't know.
Amma felt sorry for the baby squirrel.
Poor Bittu. He is away from his home.
Amma wanted to keep Bittu with her in her house.
Will you stay with me?
Bittu thought for a while.
Anyhow, I don't know where to go. I will stay with Amma only. Yes, Amma, I will stay with you.
He wanted to know who else were there in Amma's family. So he asked,
Amma, who are there in your family?
Bittu has agreed to stay with Amma. Amma is happy now. Amma showed her family members to Bittu and started singing. Bittu felt happy looking at Amma's family. He wanted to know their names. So he asked,
Amma, what are the names of your family members?
Then Amma told Bittu the names of all her family members, one by one.